Short intro today, getting right to it. Good to see you guys again, back to live streaming. I took a few days off because I just didn't feel like it. I needed some time to rest. So back to it here, though. Back to the grind. I'll be live streaming today, Thursday, tomorrow, and then Friday, 4 p.m. this week and then next week, Monday through Friday. If I ever don't live stream, just check in on Telegram, and I'll let you know if I am or not. I take a day off here and there just because I need to. And I think we might be having some technical difficulties. I tried uploading a video this morning to BitChute, but I don't think BitChute's even processed the thing yet. It's been like hours and the video's still processing, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on with BitChute. And then I was having some problems with Telegram today, too. I was removed from some groups that I didn't remove myself from. It seemed like, I don't know, Telegram did it or something to that effect. I don't know if we could just blame it on Mercury retrograde or something like that, but weird things going on. And then a couple of shout outs and a couple of last housekeeping things before we'll get to everything I want to talk about today. Shout out to the person that sent me this. Saythur the BS Slayer. Oh, that's hilarious. I don't think I saw a name on the package unless I just totally missed it, but people just send me things with no name. Thank you to that person. And then if you'd like to support this channel, this podcast, a couple of ways you could do that. One is through grabbing something from my Conscious Strength supplement brand. Shipping's free to all U.S. orders, so shipping is free. I can only do U.S. orders through this website, though. If you live internationally, send me an email, and then we could work something out. I think there's a couple emails I still have to respond to. But anyway, I got a bunch of stuff back in stock. Focus Dips, my newest product. That's totally back in. Big box of that came in yesterday. Michael Matcha, Michael Coffee. This one's my most popular product. That's back in. And then I got a bunch of EMF shields. And then Shungite pendants as well. So that's just a few things. There's more. Link for that website will be down below. And then lastly, I started a profile on Buy Me a Coffee. I noticed a lot of content creators are using Buy Me a Coffee, and it is a pretty sweet little platform for donations. So if you'd like to support the work, you could buy me one coffee, three coffees, five coffees, however many you want. You could buy me some beers, too, maybe some nugs, whatever. pick your poison of choice. Send it on over. Much appreciated. Link for that will be down below, too. Okay, first order of business. I've got, like, way too much to go through here. We'll this will be a nice, fun show. We'll be going for a while. Good evening to you in UK. Welcome. All right. Oh, the 5G rollout. Yeah, maybe I'll get to that towards the end. I don't think I threw that in here because there's so much going on. January 6th committee. Subpoenas. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and then a few other Trump allies as well for the sole reason of pushing election lies and the fact that they were all right around Donald Trump, connected to him. Pushing election lies. Gotta love it. Gotta love the full the full desperation of these unselect committee members. Not just that, but the Supreme Court ruled against Trump will allow release of White House documents to that January 6th unselect committee. Boomerang, in effect. They're throwing it. It's just going to come right back around and hit him in the face. It's not going to show anything. What do they want? They're just asking for their own demise here, so I'm pretty excited for this. We'll see what kind of nothing burger this turns out to be and probably bums the select committee out. We've got Ray Epps. Man, this guy is apparently going to officially sit down for a transcribed interview with the January 6th committee Friday, I think. 2 days. So they claim he met informally with the panel in November and told them he had no relationship with the FBI. Yeah, sure. That sounds like something somebody would say who has a relationship with the FBI, if you know what I'm saying. But this'll be very interesting. Good old Ray Epps sitting down with the committee. What's he gonna tell them? What kind of talking points is he's just going to just going to rattle off there. So that'll be intriguing. Speaking of January 6th committee and the FBI agent provocateurs, so General McMaster was on Joe Rogan's show about a week ago, like 6 or 7 days ago. If you're not familiar with H.R. McMaster, he's a retired lieutenant army general, I believe. And he was Trump's national security advisor right after Flynn. So General Flynn was out of that position February 2017. McMaster came in, filled that position after Flynn, and kept it until May 2018. Okay? So that goes to show you the position he held. He was right there in and around Trump for about a year towards the beginning of his first term. And then McMaster was ousted. I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a very mysterious line of events that occurred around McMaster's firing from National Security Advisor. McMaster's father died, I believe, and then many are questioning if that was some sort of threat or retaliation by the deep state for McMaster maybe not doing his job or threatening him into some sort of position. Anyway, let's take a listen to this guy and his answer to Joe Rogan's questions about FBI agent provocateurs on January 6th. This is a masterclass in deflection and in just playing stupid. Playing so freaking stupid. I mean, if this guy is actually that dumb, that worries me. It worries me about who we allow to be generals in our military. And it might also give you hope, because if this asshat can become a lieutenant general, I mean, might not be that tough of a job. Just kidding. Okay, let's listen to this.
Did you see Ted Cruz question that woman? I don't remember her name. She's from the FBI, and he asked her about agent provocateurs at January 6th and whether or not they engaged in any activity there. And she said she could not answer that, and whether or not they engaged in encouraging violence, and she could not answer that. Like, did you see that?
I didn't see it, but I would be surprised if there weren't, right? Now the thing is,
why do they do that?
Why
would the FBI engage in that?
Would not answer. Oh, the FBI wouldn't.
That's what they were talking about. Agent provocateurs.
Not from us, I wouldn't say. I would say there might be FBI agents who infiltrate organizations that have a violent agenda. Right? We want them to do that. But I thought you were talking about the Russians. I think what the Russians are trying to do is.
But FBI agents if the FBI agents were involved in January 6th.
Yeah.
Right.
That doesn't sound right to me. I mean, I don't know.
What doesn't sound right? Agent provocateurs?
Yeah, agent provocateurs from the government. I mean, I can't imagine they would do that.
Well, why wouldn't she just say no?
I don't know.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I'll see. Yeah.
Let's take a look at it, because what is the guy's name? Ray Epps, the guy that everyone keeps discussing? Because there's a guy who is encouraging people to go into the Capitol. He was a guy that was in multiple videos, and you know, some people thought he was a Fed like immediately, and other people were listening to him. But this guy was trying to encourage people to go into the Capitol building.
Whose bald head is shinier? McMaster or Rogan? Oh, man. The Russians? Did you hear McMaster? The Russians? What? Russians were never brought up. Oh, my God. What a beat around the bush, Mr. McMaster. Oh, man. Playing so stupid. No, FBI wouldn't do that. No, don't research into the COINTELPRO that happened back in the 50s and 60s during the Civil Rights Movement. No, the FBI would never set up people. Good God. So anyway, beautiful, beautiful stuff there. Onward from this. Speaking of former Trump officials, there were a bunch of swamp rats. You know, this just goes to show you how difficult that administration was for Trump. A lot of the time there was no other option, no better option than to just having some sort of deep state puppet fill a position in his administration, and they just had to, you know, keep him on a short leash and, I guess, manage that deep state puppet in Trump's administration in particular ways, you know. But look at this. 30 former Trump officials held a secret call on Monday, 2 days ago, aimed at working against Trump's efforts to sway the 2022 and 2024 elections. Some of these ex-officials included Scaramucci, General John Kelly, Miles Taylor, who authored the famed anonymous New York Times op-ed. That was back in 2018. You may or may not remember that New York Times op-ed. Anyway, it made a big story because it was a so-called Trump official who remained anonymous, but then just said a bunch of bad things about Trump. Anyway, turns out to be Miles Taylor. He was on this call. We also have, this one's good. Where is it? Chris Krebs. Yes, the director, former director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Chris Krebs, who said that this was the most secure 2020 election, was the most secure presidential election that America's ever had. He was on this call, and then a bunch of others too. Yeah, just a bunch of people like bitching and complaining to each other. This is kind of funny. This is kind of hilarious. So yeah, I mean, there was just so many moles that had to get outed during Trump's first term, and they still are. I mean, clearly they still are. People doing this. I mean, we've got, in my opinion, you guys know I like to talk about those within the truth movement on social media. Still a lot of moles, still a lot of clowns that really are outing themselves day by day, but it's a long process, but there's that. Speaking of witch hunts against Trump, we got another one, not just the January 6th committee, but the New York Attorney General, her prosecution, because she's not prosecuting anything, but her attempted prosecution, her investigation, which doesn't mean anything's there, but she's still investigating. She tweeted this yesterday. We are taking legal action to force Donald Trump, Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump to comply with our investigation into the Trump Organization's financial dealings. Remember, this was the woman who was going to run for governor in New York and then stopped running for governor because she just is obsessed with this investigation, trying to find any little thing she can against the Trumps. Check out this tweet yesterday. 130,000 likes, 25,000 retweets. There's like thousands of comments on it. Talk about bots. All right. This is one big way that consensus is artificially manufactured on big tech companies. Not just big tech, but I think alternative tech too, probably Telegram quite a bit. Well, I know for a fact that people buy followers on Telegram, but especially on Twitter and YouTube probably too, but especially on Twitter, somebody might not even realize they're being artificially inflated. Like this New York Attorney General, this woman might have no clue that she's got a bunch of bots pumping her content. And if anything, the deep state would probably not let people know that their content is getting artificially inflated, because then they would get all, you know, all cut up thinking they're the hot shit, thinking their hot take is so popular. Yeah, talk about fake lights, fake retweets, fake comments on Twitter. Great example there. We've got Biden doing a press conference today. Yeah, my gosh. Let's just have a listen to some of the shit he says.
The days of this country are still ahead of us, not behind us. Now, I'm happy to take questions. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know some of my colleagues will get into some specific issues, but I wanted to zoom out on your first year in office. Inflation is up. Your signature domestic legislation is stalled in Congress. In a few hours from now, the Senate, an effort in the Senate to deal with voting rights and voting reform legislation is going to fail. COVID-19 is still taking the lives of 1,500 Americans every day. and the nation's divisions are just as raw as they were a year ago. Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office? And how do you plan to course correct going forward?
Why are you such an optimist? Look, I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen. The fact of the matter is...
that's the biggest tell yet right there that this man has dementia. Gotta say, these duckbill masks are like my favorite ones to laugh at when I'm out in public. I always get the image of like duckbills, quack, when we got that kind of mask on. Anyway, he didn't overpromise. He outperformed that man there. Oh no, he is performing up to our expectations beautifully, beautifully. Overpromise, yeah, probably, most definitely. So there's that. Let's see. Oh, somebody actually asked him about his mental fitness.
So the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea.
So the question I...
Exactly! That's the point. You don't have a clue. Because you're an idiot. That's the Dunning-Kruger effect. You guys familiar with that? It's when you're so dumb that you can't realize you're dumb because you're dumb. That's basically the Dunning-Kruger effect in explain it like you're talking to a fourth grader terms. What was it? Albert Einstein said, if you can't explain something simply, then you have no clue what you're talking about. I'm paraphrasing, but Dunning-Kruger, perfect, perfect. And then the Biden administration scrambling for this Russia and Ukraine situation. A lot of concerns in some people that there's going to be some war breaking out in Russia with Russia and Ukraine. Quite frankly, I just think this is more saber rattling, beating the war drums than anything. I don't think any large scale war is going to play out. Frankly, Putin, a lot of folks still have this idea that Putin is a big bad power-hungry monster. I think what the world is sold by the propagandists, the global propaganda media about Putin is, I think it's fake, and I think Putin does do a lot of show in what he does. Although it's very interesting to see the U.S. response. They're rushing their diplomats over there. They're trying to pin the blame on Russia, like Russia's gonna do some false flag and blame it on Ukraine and all this stuff. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, whew, the CIA is probably busy as all hell right now, trying to formulate some false flag themselves, some frame job. It could be a false flag done by the CIA to frame Russia and make it look like Russia attacked Ukraine. I mean, this could get deep here. But hey, what I'm actually looking out for is some sort of cyber attack. I think there'll be a cyber attack against Ukraine. Whoever does it will probably try to make it look like it's the Russians, when really it's probably, like I said, the CIA or Mossad or MI5 or a blend of those. So that's what I'm looking out for with that one. Now I want to talk some tech. We're going to go through Rumble, Telegram, and talk Microsoft buying Activision. So Rumble announces investment to create an independent payment processor. They're investing in a company called Parallel Economy. Parallel Economy is Dan Bongino's. As far as I understand, yes, this company was founded in 2021. Important year. We'll talk about it in a moment. Founded last year by Dan Bongino, okay? And it's a basically payment processor. Which we absolutely need right now, is a solid payment processor that won't cancel people. Because that is, one of the roots that they go for is people's ability to financially support themselves. Like, that's why they cancel us off Patreon and demonetize our YouTube channels. And, I've been booted off Cash App and PayPal and Venmo and all those. So this is very good. Now, this is the interesting part. Gab. I think Gab has a little bit of professional jealousy, maybe. They seem to be actually quite a bit. I get some weird feelings from Gab sometimes. So anyway, Gab tweeted this and said, at Rumble, at Dan Bongino, this is a notice to retain all documents that might be pertinent to future litigation. You'll be hearing from our lawyers shortly. And then Gab tweets a screen cap of a trademark that was apparently filed. The word that was trademarked was parallel economy, right? Filing date, note right here, January 4th, 2022. So that was 2 weeks ago. And the applicant was Gab. So that is, Gab is basically saying, hey, we have trademark on this name. It's copyright infringement that Dan Bongino is starting this company, I guess. But here's the thing. You look up parallel economy. I mean, remember, founded in 2021. Here's the website, paralleleconomy.com. You can go check it out if you'd like. I ran a Whois search on this domain name, Parallel Economy. It's been a domain for years. And then you can actually find videos, like for instance here, Dan Bongino show on Rumble. Dan discusses Rumble and the parallel economy. This is a video from December 14th, okay? So Dan Bongino was talking about the parallel economy at least December 14th, 2021, if not earlier, right? And let's go back to that Gab screenshot. January 4th, 2022 is when they filed it, right? Gab, I don't think the ball is in your court with this one. Dan Bongino was talking about the parallel economy for at least 3 weeks before you filed for that trademark, Gab. What do they think is they are going to accomplish here? I don't know. But, you know, Gab, many of the influencers that have really been promoting Gab, this, like, Gab crew, they're even on Telegram, all, like, obsessed with Gab. Yeah, I don't know, man. I get honeypot vibes from Gab, not gonna lie. I get these, like, honeypot, almost fed vibes. Not gonna lie. Anyway, more on that later. Good for Rumble. Wouldn't it be sweet if Rumble had like a solid monetization function? And then you were able to, you know, they had a way to process those payments and get some actually solid companies on their platform to run ads on. Not like freaking you're watching ads for cat videos and stuff like that. What do we need ads for? I'd watch cat videos anyway. Come on. So anyway, hope the best for Rumble. And I do hope the best for Gab, too, not gonna lie. I don't like to see just douchebaggery and chicanery and manipulation. So there's that. Now let's move on to Telegram. Germany. I talked about this in my video I published a few hours ago, earlier today. Some government outfits in Brazil and Germany are really targeting Gab because of my misinformation and my extremism. So something to add to that, though, that I didn't talk about in that video earlier today. German interior minister accusing Google and Apple of inciting right-wing extremism and conspiracy theories because they offer Telegram in their app stores. So this interior minister, which I assume means like Secretary of State or something to that effect. The German interior minister is blaming Google and Apple like it's their fault that conspiracy theories are spreading because Telegram is on their app stores. That's... Holy crap. Talk about scapegoat playing the blame game with this one. It's Google and Apple's fault. Even though they're censoring so much freaking content. Google is on YouTube and Apple. They're censoring so much, but it's their fault that conspiracy theories are spreading. Yes, and this is their, correct, Eliza, this is their way of manufacturing that public opinion, manufacturing the consent. It's their justification for Google and Apple to remove Telegram from their app stores. Basically, yes, giving them an out. So this is the kind of, this is the psychobabble narcissisto speak that a lot of these mainstream media and government puppets will conduct to basically give justification for the tech companies to censor. It makes it okay. They're trying to make it okay and make it look good. Like, thank you, Google, for censoring. Thank you, Facebook, for censoring. That's what they're trying to get people to think. So this is how they're doing it. Next, last on the tech section here, let's talk about Microsoft acquiring Activision Blizzard for $70 billion. This is big. And the reason why this is so freaking big is because this is one of the most popular game production companies probably ever. Activision Blizzard, they make Call of Duty, they make Warcraft, all the Warcraft. Do they make StarCraft too? I was really into StarCraft like 15 years ago. I really liked the kind of StarCraft, original Warcraft, not World of Warcraft, and Age of Empires games. I always liked the civilization builder type games. Anyway, I don't play video games really anymore other than like block game on my phone just to... Let my brain relax. But the reason why this is so big, okay? The reason why this is so big is because in 10 years, imagine what video games are going to be like in 10 years. This is so important for your kids if you have like COVID babies that are 2 years old. This is going to be important for your kids and your kids' kids. Really, this is targeting your kids' kids because... they're going to try to transhumanize the shit out of video games. And that is scary. That is scary. I mean, shoot, they're already trying to put VR goggles on your freaking heads for you to play video games. What is Microsoft going to try to do with Activision Blizzard for anything like a World of Warcraft? Especially those MMORPG games where you're like running around a virtual world as a first-person character, but even the shooting games, Call of Duty, any of these, right? What are they going to try to pull to transhumanize it? Freaking chips in your head? Freaking chip in your hand to turn on your device and it's going to have some facial recognition shit or something or other, right? It's, you know, it's, you got to protect your kids, really. You've got to protect your kids. I'm not anti-video game. Actually, I think video games... depending on which ones, you know, but certain video games can actually help hone certain skills, strategy, different, you know, even reflexes can be honed with video games. But you don't want to get addicted to it. It's so easy to just get addicted to video games and then get brainwashed by them too. Shoot, you know, get brainwashed by the video games depending on what kind of storylines are in them. Or whatnot, and then desensitize like shooting games. You're repeatedly shooting people in the head. You get very easy to lose your humanity with those kinds of games. And then it's our freaking teenagers and kids, even younger than teenagers, that are hit with all this stuff. So really, you can learn stuff from video games, but if your kids are on them all freaking day long, do something about it. And this is just giving you more reason to do something about it. So that's my rant on that. Now let's get into Prince Andrew deleting his social media accounts. Freaking hilarious. Prince Andrew deleting his social media accounts. His Twitter account, at Duke of York, the Duke of York, has been deleted. Granted, the Queen also told him, hey, Andrew, you can't use Duke anymore. So he can't... I guess, legally or royally or whatever word I should be using for this adjective. He can't use Duke of York in the first place. And then he deletes his social media account because he's got just, oh, God. Oh, I wonder how stressed this guy is right now. And hopefully it becomes this way for a whole lot more public figures than just Prince Andrew. I think this will be happening in the future with many more public officials in due time. And I can't wait. I cannot wait. Next, we got Bill Gates, one of those creepy, crazy cucks that I can't wait to see him delete his Twitter accounts. This guy was advocating at the World Economic Forum, that is Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. He was advocating for carbon taxes and driving demand for clean products. So really stoking the climate change fires. Let's have a listen.
And who are we really going to make it from a fossil-based fuel society into a renewable society? Where do you see the new real breakthroughs? And how are we going to make sure that we set the price on the externalities? How do we internalize the externalities that we are currently seeing in the global energy mix?
Well, the rich countries have to play a central role, both funding R&D and having policies, in some cases carbon taxes will be used, to drive the demand for these clean products. And only by doing that in an aggressive way will the economic costs be brought down enough that we can turn to all the middle-income countries and say, okay, you know, change your whole cement industry, change your whole steel industry, and yet, you know, it's not holding you back from, you know, your economic growth. The number of companies working on these things is very exciting. And some of them will fail, a lot of them will fail. But, you know, we only need a reasonable number, a few dozen of them, to make it.
Few things on this. Number one, looking at his body language, I mean, when he instantly gets to his answer, right when he gets to his answer, boom, arms folded, shoulders round, cowers in. Head turns to the side. Dude, his body language is just awful. You can tell he's so full of shit. He knows he's bullshitting. He knows that we know he's bullshitting, hence the whole coward look. Oh, yeah, he's just a little nerd. He's talking about trying to lower prices so middle-income countries can hop on the bandwagon. Dude, his net worth is higher than the GDP of some middle-class countries. Why don't you pay for it all, Big Billy Gates? And then, just don't get me started on the whole Green New Deal bullshit, climate change bullshit. I mean, it hurts my brain how it's just lie built upon lie built upon lie. And the technologies they sell us are just... What Bill Gates wants to get into, you guys, is nuclear fusion. Nuclear fusion. That is the so-called artificial sun that China's working on. And there's a lot of different countries working on this nuclear fusion technology. That is the next big sell, okay? That is what they want to sell us on as being the future of technology. They're going to sell it as being unlimited, virtually unlimited, and clean technology. But it's still centralized. It's nuclear fusion is centralized energy still, because you've got to have a power plant produce it and then hook everybody up to the power plant on wires. You'll still be running it through a meter and hooked up to the grid. And the R&D for nuclear fusion is in the trillions of dollars. That's why they want it. Is not nuclear fission. This is fusion I'm talking about. That's why they want it, is because it's still centralized, A, and B, costs trillions of dollars. And they'll use the climate change excuse to suck trillions of dollars out of global countries' budgets for nuclear fusion tech. Meanwhile, what about Zero Point Energy? Zero Point Energy, ZPE, decentralized, working keyword there, decentralized energy that is doesn't cost trillions to R&D. You could, you know, maybe just need a few million and a couple smart inventor brains, courageous inventor brains as well, who get what's going on with the world and with science. Yeah, anyway, I'll save that rant for later, but there you go. That's a big problem. Let's have a laugh at CNN. I love laughing at CNN. So CNN was mocked after announcing a new team dedicated to covering misinformation. Yes, this was a tweet put out by one of their managing editors. His name's Alex. Maybe Alex knows some of those pedophile producers at CNN. Anyway, Alex, the managing editor at CNN, said, "Hey, Twitter, some very exciting media jobs to tell you about. He's hiring three people for a new CNN team dedicated to covering misinformation. A CNN team dedicated to covering misinformation." Ha ha, ha ha. How many jokes, sir? Going through your heads right now. Well, is this CNN team just going to cover themselves? It's all they need to do. Ah, they'll be busy. Is it going to be an internal service? Oh, a lot of good responses on this one, too. I just assumed the Babylon Bee wrote this. Turns out you're serious. Are you going to start analyzing misinformation in-house? Hey, I found the source of misinformation and saved you some time, money, and effort. Screenshot of CNN's headquarters. Oh, good stuff there. So anyway, love laughing at CNN. Let's also laugh at NPR. NPR. It's like anything, any agency with a three-letter acronym, media, government, intelligence, don't trust it. So NPR, a journalist, her name is Nina Totenberg. Nina Totenberg. She's the NPR reporter, and she claimed this about Neil Gorsuch and Justice Sotomayor. She claimed in an article that came out yesterday that Neil Gorsuch, Justice Gorsuch, refused to mask up, and then Justice Sotomayor didn't come to Congress. She stayed home, basically, and threw a hissy fit because Neil Gorsuch did not wear a mask. That's exactly what this NPR article states. Gorsuch didn't mask despite Sotomayor's COVID worries, leading to her to telework. Nina Totenberg straight up claimed that in this article. There it is, still up. I'm showing you right here. Meanwhile, the office of Gorsuch and Sotomayor refuted those claims. Both Justices Gorsuch and Sotomayor publicly rebuked NPR's Nita Totenberg for her false report, reporting that Justice Sotomayor asked Justice Gorsuch to wear a mask surprised us. It is false. While we may sometimes disagree about the law, we are warm colleagues and friends. So even Justices Gorsuch and Sotomayor called NPR's reporting fake. Nina Totenberg just kind of looks like Mrs. Doubtfire. Kind of looks like a dude. But anyway, she doubled down. Doubled freaking down. Look at this. Just tweeted a couple of hours ago. NPR stands by my reporting. Of course. National Propaganda Radio. Right? Or is it public radio? I think it's that one. Maybe it's National Pedophile Radio. Oh, too far, too far. Not too far, man. Those assholes deserve some roasting. Because my tax money goes to those people. And they just brainwash the public. I don't like paying for our own brainwashing. That's kind of irks me. Anyway, that's funny. And last few things. Let's talk COVID. So We might be getting more supply chain shortages very soon, unfortunately. Buckle down. Buckle up. Buckle in. Make preparations. Zero Hedge reports here. Canadian cross-border trucking vax mandate. There's a vaccine mandate for truckers to go across the border with Canada. It's now in effect. Domestic truck mandate starts next week. That is for the U.S. Vaccine mandate takes effect in 3 days, January 22nd. Somewhere in the range of 16,000 to 38,000 daily loads are likely to be impacted. Truckers are already protesting the vaccine mandate at the northern border. ON has a video here. Yep, truckers protesting vaccine mandate at northern border. It's going to get weird, folks. It's going to get weird. Shit is going down in Canada. And if you require a long supply of anything, you know, I'd buy it up. At least a couple months worth. So thanks, Brandon. Israel came out with another study, finding that the fourth booster shot is ineffective. The fourth booster. Study out of Sheba Medical Center in Israel has proven that a fourth dose of either Pfizer or Moderna is ineffective against the Omicron. My gosh. 2 weeks ago, when an Israel study found the third shot was ineffective, so we need a fourth. And then a couple of weeks before that, when they found that the normal two doses weren't effective, so we needed a booster, we were joking. I was joking, like, oh, wait, in a couple of weeks, they'll come out with a study finding this ineffective and saying that we need another one. Oh, my God. When Babylon Bee is just life. When Babylon Bee is life. It's not satire anymore, folks. And it's really easy just to see their propaganda. You know, you study it for a few years, study it closely, how they run their garbage brainwashing through the media and who they use and how the news wires go out and all sorts of stuff. You follow it for a few years, it just becomes easy to see. Starbucks dropped their mandate. You know, we do have some mandates going into effect that are really gonna get some pushback, but the mandates that have already been in effect that have been already getting the pushback, well, some nations and corporations are starting to cave big time. We've got, yes, the United Kingdom. Boris Johnson today announcing that they're taking back, they're rescinding their mask mandates, vaccine mandates, all that stuff. Awesome. Starbucks here is dropping their vaccine mandate. And Laura Ingraham tweeted pretty much why. Like, this is exactly why. Because staffing shortages. Boom. Some Starbucks locations are even adjusting their hours of operation, opening later than they normally would, because they don't have staff. Hiring. So many businesses are hiring around the country. Like, yeah. Yeah. Great. There's a lot of work out there. You know why there's a lot of work out there? Because of the mandates. It's not tough. We're hiring. I'm just checking if they're hiring. Oh, it doesn't say mandate vaccination required, right? Like, they put that in the fine print. Gotta have your vaccines. Well, you're not gonna get many applications. So, good thing. Some places are backing down. Starbucks is backing down. The UK is backing down. Czech Republic announced today that vaccines for COVID will not become mandatory. Their prime minister said that they don't want to deepen the rifts in society. Yeah, so there you go. And the new Czech government's even suspending the vaccine mandate for people over 60 and healthcare workers too. So pushback wins. Pushback can do something. Most definitely. Although, like, we've got some places obviously that still need to need some pushback. We'll see what the truckers can do. It's gonna get weird, folks. It's gonna get weird. So anyway, let's get to some Q&A. We'll do this for about 10 to 15 minutes. 45 minutes in, we'll go to a solid 60. We'll go to a solid 60. So yeah, questions, comments, concerns, complaints, go ahead and drop them. Screw Starbucks, I agree. I do not drink the Dirty Mermaid. Their coffee is just gross too. Black, bleh, gross. Yeah, it's really just a big corporation you don't want to support. Let's see. So there was some comments. I'm gonna scroll up. There were some comments at the beginning that I saw. Maybe not. Okay. Anyway. Rumble here. Will second Maxwell trial drop more names? I mean, you're asking me that like I have some secret inside knowledge. Depends on if there's a second Maxwell trial. We don't know if there's going to be yet. I actually haven't heard much about that. The taint a juror lately. But if we do get a second Maxwell trial, well, I mean, it's a possibility, but I wouldn't have an expectation. Too many expectations going on around there lately. And then people create this idea of what they want to happen in the future in their head, like it's going to happen. And then they get bummed out by it. And then they create this like fantasy in their head, like, oh, it's, then they try to pass the blame. Oh, it's Trump's fault, or it's Q's fault, or it's, you know, something or other's fault. Like, there was a comment I got earlier, I think on Twitch or DLive or something like that. It asked me about Law of War manual, and then is something going to happen to Biden tomorrow? So there's this idea going around that because of some speculations on the Law of War manual thing, which I'm not even sold about. I think there's a lot of jumps to conclusion, a lot of over-assuming in terms of that Law of War manual thing and how it may or may not connect to Q, which we still don't know if it does, by the way. That's some people are assuming like it does, but we don't know. That was never confirmed. But anyway, people are jumping to conclusions thinking that Biden's going to get arrested tomorrow because of Law of War manual or something like that. And it's like, you have no clue, first of all. You have no clue. Second of all, you don't even know if this Law of War manual thing is actually tied to Q's posts or, you know, it's tough to even keep up with some of these inventions that people are. So anyway, yeah, I just wanted to talk about that real quick. The so-called beliefs that something's going to happen tomorrow. We got to be careful with those expectations, and we got to really come to terms with ourselves about where these expectations come from. So there's that. What do we think about this new test that's supposedly coming? Why would they shoot themselves in the foot with a test that actually works? They might just be trying to brush the PCR test under the rug as quick as they can. So yeah, who knows? I'm not too familiar with these new tests. What are my thoughts on Jordan Maxwell? Manly P. Hall left him a lot of his works. I like Jordan Maxwell a lot. I like his philosophies and more esoteric information. Funny you bring up Manly P. Hall too, because I've been recently reading his Secret Teachings book as well. I didn't realize that Manly P. Hall left Jordan Maxwell a bunch of his work, which I guess makes sense. I mean, Manly P. Hall lived until the 1980s or 90s, didn't he? And Jordan Maxwell's like, what, 80 years old himself? So, sure. Maybe 30, 40 years ago, Manly P. Hall and Jordan Maxwell met and connected. Huh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah, 11.3 is the first marker, sure, but what does 11.3 mean? We never got confirmation of that. There could be multiple meanings, as we know. And the first marker for what? For what, right? So again, a lot of information when it comes to the Q posts is incredibly vague. It's vague for a reason. For anybody out there to assume they know exactly what something super vague means, gotta be careful. No, Jordan Maxwell is not dead. No. Clifford Mahudi passed away. Man, Clifford. I was able to meet Clifford a couple times. 11.3 is a chapter in the Law of War manual. Sure, but again, we don't know if Q is referring to that. So that's still it's just speculation. Should we expect a no hate speech policy for Truth Social? Go check out Truth Social's terms and conditions. Or find, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they'll have some sort of policy in writing, but the whole implementation of it is a different story. Do I think the net will go out when Truth Social comes out? I don't think the net will go down. That's way too tough to do. But maybe some cyber attack. I think a likelier scenario is a cyber attack false flag. Like, maybe some portion of the net will go down for a little bit and they'll blame it on hackers or China or something. I don't think the whole net will go down for days at a time, though. No, I don't think that'll happen. More likely it'll be DDoS attacks. So maybe Truth Social will go down for, you know, a little while, but I don't think the net will. Somebody said Legacy.com lists Jordan Maxwell as having passed in 2019? Did he pass away? I didn't hear anything about that. I don't think he has. What's the most recent interview I listened to? I'm pretty sure I was listening to a podcast of his that was from 2020 or 2021. Is legacy.com BS2? This is getting horrible. Yeah, man. Gotta be careful with that internet. You gotta be careful. What was that one brand I said I shopped with? American Urban Spices. So I use oregano oil and black seed oil from a company called North American Urban Spice. Sounds like that's what you are thinking of. So if Telegram somehow gets taken off the Apple Store, could it then be used as an example to justify removing Truth Social? Yeah, I mean, sure, but they already have Parler to use as that example. So I don't think it's removing Telegram as an example for Truth Social as much as it's removing Telegram just because we're all on Telegram right now. So I think their main agenda with going after Telegram is just because we're on it and they don't censor. Jordan Maxwell actually has a great show on symbolism on Gaia, just one season. Yeah, I like Maxwell's work a lot. I don't have a Gaia membership. I don't want to support Gaia, but that would be something I would watch. Thanks, Kathy. I'm one of the few you trust. John Rappaport and Eric John Phelps are the others. Everyone else sucks. There's a few decent people out there. There's some more that are good, but there are a lot of people that suck. I agree. I like John Rappaport. I'm not familiar with Eric John Phelps. Do I ever catch any Scotty films? I'm not familiar with that, I don't think. But I like your name, Michael Weston. Burn Notice was a good show. Wonder why True Social isn't on the Google Play Store? Not that it's any better. Well, True Social isn't out yet. Maybe that's why. But are you talking about like a pre-listing? Well, maybe because it's Google. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see in T-minus 4 weeks. I agree. Commenter on Rumble. The attacks on General Flynn need to stop. Well, obviously some people, you're seeing their agendas show. Which I love the attacks on Jen Flynn, actually. I don't think they need to stop. because it's very easy to identify clowns with what they're saying. So, yeah, hey. Whatever. It is what it is, right? The truth is what it is. You bend to its will or you live a lie. There's no use getting all emotionally triggered over it. You just see what happens. You just see what happens and you adjust course as necessary. So, you know. Commenter on Twitch, if you follow somebody long enough, you will find out if they are accurate, but always take it all with a grain of salt till they prove themselves. I like that. Prove themselves. You don't just automatically trust somebody because they have a Q on their thumbnail or they call themselves a patriot or they appear to be outing the deep state. You still have to make them prove themselves to you. And don't give away your trust so easy, right? And yes, it might even take longer than a few weeks or even a few months. It might take a couple years to figure out how full of shit somebody might be and if they're full of shit. So, yeah, always just use caution. B. Price says, it's all information, never kill the messenger. I mean, some messengers would be better off without, because you can get similar information from a variety of sources. So you just want to find the messenger that's the least tainted and biased. I often hear the phrase message over messenger, and I think that in some applications, yes, but also I think that phrase is used as a cop-out. I think message over messenger is used a lot as a cop-out because people don't want to be questioned, so they just want you to, no, don't look at me and all the bullshit I fed you in the past. Just listen to what I'm saying now. So, meh. I'm a fan of looking at both message and messenger. They're both important to look at. You got to make sure your messenger doesn't have any ulterior motives with the message they're giving you. Okay, right? And then look at the message. Got to look at them both. Don't disregard the message just because of what messenger it comes from. And also don't automatically go and like the messenger just because of the one message you heard for them. So it's, yes, it's a package. I do agree. Soon the grocery store will be full of masks and less food. People just start eating their masks. Some of them already like are. You see them breathe and the mask is like going in their face. I looked over right at the hour. All right, guys. Drop your last questions, comments, concerns, complaints. I had like a fourth grade teacher that would say that and it was really catchy. Questions, comments, concerns, complaints. So it always stuck with me. You must unlearn what they have taught you and learn how to read between the lines. You sound like Yoda. Drew Surfer. You must unlearn what you have learned. Yes. Everything is fake until proven otherwise. Yeah. What about the stuff that's real, though? As above, so below. I like it. I like the name. Natural law. Of correspondence. We have a free outdoor firework event coming up in less than a week. Unvaccinated not allowed to attend. They're telling us they will have 80 COVID marshals roaming around doing spot checks, asking for proof of vaccination. Oh, man. The fun you could have at that with that. Oh, shit. COVID marshals. Gonna be like teenagers getting paid minimum wage. Yeah, where are you at? Outdoor fireworks event. Have to be vaccinated. Outdoor fireworks event. Oh, that's something else. Wow. Would I speak on chlorine dioxide? Toker Joe asks. I can. I need more specifics, though. I've also done some videos on it, so you can reference those if you need. I'll be doing more content on it soon. But what would you like to know? Wonder if they'll have those sticks like the German police for distancing. Oh, you're in Perth. Oh, Australia, that's why. Oh, good Lord. Good luck. That's what I have to say. Good luck. I would love to visit Perth. So when I was in Australia a couple years ago, I was in Sydney and Melbourne, and I would love to go to Brisbane and Perth. Perth's just out there. You're out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, Eastern Indian Ocean. The water's probably a lot warmer than around Sydney, huh? And of course, and definitely Melbourne. But man, you're there, Eastern Indian Ocean. You're like 6 hours away from Sydney, and it's the only major city really on the west coast of Australia. Most isolated city in the world. Yeah, sounds like my kind of place. Still got Crocs over there? Or Crocs up in mainly Queensland? Yeah, north. Cool. Mixing ratio. How do I use it? So I'm not going to get too deep into chlorine dioxide here right now, because that is a long conversation. I've done a couple of videos on it if you want to search my channels. I did an interview with Andreas Kalker, a variety of videos. And I would, if you want some more info on chlorine dioxide, go check mmsinfo.org. Let me make sure I'm giving you, yeah, mmsinfo.org. That'll give you a lot of great protocols and information on it and whatnot. So cool, guys. Good chat. Thanks for hanging. Good luck there in Australia. Good luck. And good luck to all you guys in crazy, corrupted, totalitarian areas. I will see you all tomorrow at 4-ish. 4:10 maybe. A couple of minutes late sometimes. See you all tomorrow 4. Have a fantastic night, and see you all on Telegram. Thank you. Till next time.